Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
We love giving our opinion.
Oof, for a moment there, I thought you were going to talk about when I step on the scale. Oh, I totally noticed something about myself.
Oh,
when
well,
that
besides
happened.
That, but don't we like giving our opinions on things? And that can be a good thing and a bad thing. Like, I've really been trying to refrain from giving my opinions on Facebook and on Instagram. Well, social media, But anyway.
It can start a fight.
It can. But if you don't like our opinions while you're listening right now, we won't know about it. And we will love you anyway.
What did I just hear? I heard some clicking. No, come back. Don't go anywhere. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be fun.
I promise.
We promise this is cool, but the first thing I want to give my opinion on is Old Navy.
Right.
You heard about what they're doing with this whole bod equality thing.
If I understand it correctly, they are no longer separating the larger sizes of clothing from the smaller sizes. It's all in one area,
so
right?
So those of us who are avid Old Navy shoppers.
I would be, but I don't fit into it. Most Old Navy.
Oh, yes, you would. Anyway.
That's a whole other conversation.
For us ladies who shop at Old Navy, you may remember there was a plus size section, and then there's what they call straight size. Like regular sizes are called straight size.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And so they're in two separate sections, even online, but the plus sizes cost more. I'm talking like maybe a pair of jeans in the straight size section for ladies was $29.99.
Right.
Those same pair of jeans that were in the plus size section will probably start at $37 to $44.
See, I could understand a couple dollars because...
Nah.
Well, hang on.
Nah, bro.
I could understand a couple dollars because perhaps, all right, I was just a guy giving my opinion, but perhaps there's a little bit more material. There's a little bit more of work in order to cut it and sew it so that it fits properly. So I could legitimize a couple, $3.
Okay.
But $10, $15?
Okay. We ain't having none of that no mo.
Right.
And so Old Navy, they said they're not having that either. So they've integrated all of their women's apparel into one section.
Okay. That's cool.
There's one section and one price. And I love this. They call it body quality. So you can walk into an Old Navy store, even online, and go look for a pair of jeans, and they have sizes from 0 to 30.
Okay. I think that's a great idea.
You know, inclusion matters.
It
really does. Not just in jeans, just anywhere.
Yeah.
Inclusion really does matter. And, I'm a plus size woman, and I felt a certain way in several stores when you kind of feel like an outcast when you have to go like to the back of the store to find a shirt or a pair of jeans. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
Or even if you're a plus size woman and you're shopping in the straight size section, like it doesn't mean just because I'm a plus size woman doesn't mean I can't shop in the straight size section and people are looking at you. Even some of the workers are looking at you like, what are you doing over here? What are you doing over here?
I experience this, and it's not just for women or men. It can happen to kids, okay? I've always been a rather chunky boy, if you know what I'm saying. There was a time my sister, older sister, was taking me to the department store that was in Lakeland where we shopped. It was called Moss Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in, and she was going to get me a pullover shirt. I believe Izod, okay? Right. You know what I'm talking about. And so we were having trouble finding the section where they were at. I remember my sister asking the clerk, where are these particular shirts? And he said, who are they for? And she pointed to me. She goes, I want to get some for my little brother. I remember this as if it happened yesterday. You want to put that shirt on him? Are you kidding?
No.
Yes.
Ooh,
I couldn't have been more than 10 years old.
Oh.
And that experience I remember to this day as if it happened yesterday. It was one of those things where I became very aware that I was fat.
It sticks with you.
It sticks.
When people are unkind to you that way, like that stuff sticks with you.
It does. And, I'd have to admit, it's not one of those things where I've had to go seek therapy because that happened.
But still, it sticks with you.
But it's a hurt that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably always will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as far as the Old Navy situation, first of all, let me just say I am super proud of them. I commend them for this. And again, I cannot say this enough. Inclusion, inclusion, inclusion. It really does matter. But Old Navy, I see what you did there, though, because I haven't purchased anything yet. I am.
Yet.
But yeah, there's only a matter of time, y'all, because me and jeans and okay, I could do a whole podcast talking about jeans. But anyway,
we could do a whole podcast talking about shoes.
What? Okay,
no, we're not going to.
See, stop it. See, you shouldn't have said it.
You all should right. see her twitch. I said the word shoes, and just the eye just twitched a little bit. Like what? What shoes? What do you? What?
But okay. So
tweak.
Old Navy, I'm just going to say this one last thing. Old Navy, if anybody from Old Navy is listening to the Jesus Fix It podcast, I just want you to know, I love what you did, but I know that your prices went up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. I see.
Uh-huh, because you included everybody.
In the higher prices.
But that higher price range is more on what that plus size price range used to be.
Listen, profit is not a bad idea, okay? That's what it's all about.
So what you're saying is that inclusion came at a price. But anyway.
It does.
Moving right along.
It's actually smart, though.
Okay.
Anyway.
You wanted to give your opinion on this cougar situation. And y'all, he's not talking about me.
I am not going to say anything about that comment at all. I am setting that down, and I am walking over here. What I'm talking about is there's a gentleman in Brooklyn, right?
New York.
Exactly. That recently decided, you know, I have this beautiful pet, and I've loved this lovely pet. It's a cat. Just a cat. Sweet little kitty when he got it. It wasn't very big, but now he's realizing that he can't take care of the cat anymore because the cat is an 80-pound cougar.
I cannot.
And his thing is, I don't want to give up the cat. I love the cat. However, it's become aggressive.
Did you ever watch Fred Sanford, Sanford and Son?
Oh, yeah. Wanna. Loved it.
So, you know, he used to always, what he used to always say to his son, Lamont?
Dummy!
You big dummy! Okay, that was so ugly. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Okay, so I've been to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful area. They're doing a lot of really cool things in Brooklyn. And I'm okay if you want a hipster pet, right? You want some kind of funky dog, or you want a parrot or an iguana. What in the world makes you stop and think, you know, I live in a little apartment in Brooklyn, and I think, hang on, bear with me. I think a mountain lion / puma / cougar is a great idea as a house pet. What could go wrong?
Okay, all together now. Jesus, fix it.
Amen, sister. You know, I mean, if I walked into a friend's house and there was a cougar sitting in his front room, I'd puma my pants.
This is not the only story like this, though, sadly. We hear about these more and more often. There are people all over the country who have wild animals like this.
Tigers especially.
Yeah.
There are more tigers that are held in captivity.
And snakes. I didn't know that. Yeah.
No. Now, see, I don't understand the snakes.
But one thing we can say about this New York dude, at least he did notify the authorities and say, listen, maybe he thought he was going to get eaten.
Well, he did say it was showing aggressive tendencies.
Well, what did you think? Anyway.
I know.
At least he did notify them and say, hey, I cannot handle this animal anymore. Because the majority of these cases, people are just letting them go. Like the case in Tennessee when the people just found the tiger just walking up the sidewalk and such. What?
Excuse me. Bob, did you see that? Yeah.
It's just a tiger.
And what's nice about this is the cat is on its way to an animal rescue ranch in Arizona.
Yeah, and so it was housed in the Bronx Zoo for just a couple days.
Yeah.
Just to,
just to see if it could get along.
Little hotel stay.
Yeah, you know, a little time. But this is the thing that I guess is my big issue is personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You want a cool pet. I totally do. When I was younger, I actually applied for a permit to get an ocelot.
What in the world is an ocelot?
Well, I wanted one an awful lot. It was
okay.
It's a big cat, but it's not a wild cat. It's like a large house cat. Maybe
an ocelot?
Ocelot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It may be 30 pounds, maybe 30, 35 pounds.
Okay.
They are relatively docile. They're very playful, but they are predominantly domesticated cats.
Mm.
And I wanted one because I love big cats, right?
And you cannot lie. Okay. I had to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So I got that song in my head now. So I went through the process of applying for a license, and I found out that you really need a lot of room for them to run. Did I have a place where the cat would have had a lot of room to run? No. So therefore, it was my responsibility to not get the cat. I made the sacrifice, right? I really wanted the cat.
Yeah.
I could have afforded the cat, but I couldn't house it properly. I couldn't treat it the way it needed to be treated. So did I get the cat? No. There are times when you have to stop and think, you know, in my imagination, this is a great idea. Mm-hmm. I'm loving where all the cats playing in my apartment, you know, and we'll play tug of war in the living room with the cougar. And then practical application is like, oh, you know what? This cat is probably going to try and eat my spleen at some point. I shouldn't do this.
Well, not only that, it boils down to us being selfish beings because we think about what we want, what's best for us in the moment. And it's, we want this. We want it. We want it. We want it.
It's kind of our default setting, isn't it?
It is. And are we thinking about, first of all, this animal that belongs in the wild?
Right.
Are we thinking about the other people these animals could harm? Like,
no.
It's all about us and what we want in the moment. And it's not just this. It's just about everything. I mean, we're all selfish. I can be selfish. Mm-hmm. Everybody. All of
what?
Us. You know what?
What? I'm going to just sip my
don't
coffee.
Do that thing. I
don't
already said the thing about myself. You don't have to co-sign on it.
I was just doubting you.
Let's talk about something else. Let's talk
like
about the thing everybody's tired of talking about.
The
COVID.
What? Oh.
All right.
What can we do to make it go away? Is there a button? Look, there's a lot of buttons on this board I'm looking at. Is there one I can just press and it all goes away?
Well, I wish.
What would it be worth to you?
What
if
are
I could
we on? COVID 30 by now instead of COVID 19. But the reason I want to talk about COVID is because I'm so tired of people being mean. I'm so tired of being people being mean. And I don't care at this point about what you believe. And I know that
right.
sounds mean. As I just now said, I'm tired of people being mean. Wow. Okay.
But I think I know
I totally
what you mean.
Meant that in a nice way, though. And what I mean by that is, like, if we would all just be kind, you know?
Yeah.
My friend Rhonda, she lives in Tennessee, and she was exposed to COVID, so she had to go get a COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
And where she lives, you have to go to their local health department.
Right.
She took a picture of the line because it's a drive-thru.
Okay.
So picture this. Three lanes of cars
right.
Waiting to go through this drive-thru testing site.
Right.
Miles long.
Oh.
The lanes, all three lanes were about 2 or 3 miles long.
Oh,
she
man.
She sat in her line for about an hour and a half. Now, mind you, this was mid-morning.
Right.
It wasn't even 10 o'clock yet. And traffic was already that long waiting for this drive-through testing site. The healthcare workers, you know, they have on the gowns. They have on the mask. They're in the sun. They are melting.
They're basting. That's horrible.
And they have to serve all of these people.
Yeah.
All day long.
Right.
They're on their feet.
Yeah.
All day long.
And exhausted by the end.
Exhausted.
Oh, man.
And, you know, my friend Rhonda, along with all the other people who are in that line, have to be there to get this test so that they can make sure the people that they're going to be around are going to be okay, or are going to be safe.
And
so at this point, when I say I don't care what you believe, because that it doesn't matter what any of us believe at this point in the game. It's been, what, almost 2 years? It doesn't matter what we believe. What matters is that we are kind to each other.
Right.
You can have your opinion. I can have my opinion. But we can be kind, regardless of how we feel. I am so sick of everybody being so mean to one another. And seeing that picture of all of those cars lined up and those healthcare workers sweating and melting because they're having to do that. And then the audacity of people still being mean.
You know,
it just unnerved me. And I'm like, regardless of how we feel, we have a God-given right to have our own opinions.
Oh, absolutely.
But especially as believers, we are called to be kind to one another.
Absolutely. You know, I get it. I am not a patient person. Waiting in line, especially in a circumstance like that, is going to start grating my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, I was in line to pick up my daughter from school. Now, the line wasn't anywhere near what you were just talking about. But as I'm pulling up, there is an unusually long backup of traffic. Not normal. This is bigger than normal. I'm like, what is going on here? So I wait and I wait and I wait some more and the traffic inches up a little bit. And I thought, well, maybe I can go around this way. There's kind of a cut through if I'm lucky. I go up to where the cut through is and I discover the reason for the traffic backup. There's a woman who is in the little cross through area where you're supposed to be able to cut through, just stopped.
Mm.
Somebody got out of their car. I watched this happen and yelled at her. Just was being ugly. Yelled at her because you're blocking the cross through. Now, if you've gone through this a couple, three times, you know the process. You know what it's like to pick up your kid from school. You know the process. And every pickup line has a process.
Yes.
Okay, we know this. But apparently she was new or just didn't know. There was no need to yell at her.
Yeah.
Well, she did move. And as I'm coming through the cut through there, she had turned around and was trying to come back out against traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could tell that there were other people getting ready to yell at her. But I stopped. I prayed. I said, God, give me what I need to say here. Because like I said, let me reiterate, I'm not a patient man. I rolled down the window. I said, ma'am. She goes, yes. And she was crying.
Oh my goodness. Uh-huh. See, I'm done now. I'm done. Oh my gosh.
I said, listen, I'm going to stop here and I'm going to let you back up. There's an exit right over there. There's an exit on the other side of the parking lot. You just have to kind of go around the corner and you'll be able to get out. Is that what you're wanting to do? She didn't say anything. She didn't smile. She just rolled her window up, put it in reverse, and she left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that I made things better.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. But listen, I think your whole point is it's okay to be frustrated with a circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for things not to be going your way. I get that. But we don't need to be ugly to each other.
Oh my goodness.
It's okay for you to believe this set of circumstances and me for going, I don't know. I don't think that's accurate. I believe my set of circumstances. But we don't have to yell at each other. We don't have to be ugly at each other. We certainly don't need to be getting physical and getting in an altercation about this kind of stuff. It's okay to disagree on these things, but it's required to be kind and to be patient and to be loving.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast with Seth and Jess is sponsored by Mardell Christian and Education Store. Mardell has the largest Bible selection with over 2,000 different Bibles to choose from, best-selling books are 40 to 50% off every day, and all others are 20% off. Hey, I love discounts. Mardell has expanded their apparel department and now offers more Christian apparel selections for the whole family. You can sign up at Mardell.com to receive the Mardell emails and be notified of sales, events, and receive coupons directly to your inbox.